went out the window, and we all went over and we watched the Challenger disaster.
We walked into a lounge. It was off a, I think, at a Marriott hotel. It was off the restaurant into a lounge where there was a TV set. And as we walked into this lounge, everybody was frozen in silence. And there were a lot of people in there, a lot of business people, and all the people that were working at the hotel. It was amazing to watch.
So what happens is we go back and we have the lunch with the guy. You know, we get past the Challenger exploding, and then he sits us down and tells us we got to play 10 records an hour.
Right.
So we got in our cars. We said, ah, screw this. We'll deal with it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. When we got to work the next day, that was the first time we ever didn't play any records at all on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And all we did was take calls. And back then, back in 1985, this was something that had not been done. We were on a station that played all kinds of music.
It was a jukebox station.
Yeah, it was a jukebox. And suddenly, we didn't play any records for 4 hours at all. And all we did was talk.
Never been done on, you know, a top 40 show. I mean, it just wasn't done.
And it's like all of a sudden the little light bulbs went off. And instead of firing us, they said, hey! Hey, that was good when you didn't play no records. But then the rule was only going to be that we didn't have to play records only when something awful happened.
Right.
So that was like the only time that we would then be allowed to talk. If there was a disaster, and I remember they said to us, for instance, if the president is shot,
yeah,
you have permission not to play any records.
That's the thinking at the powers that be. And the reason we did the show like that was because we got in there in the morning and we were talking about it. The whole staff was talking about
it. Yeah, we were upset. Everybody
was upset. And every single call we got, where people just wanted to
vent.
They
yeah.
wanted to get it out on the air, and that's why we did it.
And that's how the shows turned out being what it is today. And when we first started, we were this.
It's a good morning. WJFK.
That's what we were. We were Zoo Boys. We had us all the sound effects. We had us all the horns and all the wacky whistles.
We had even had a big snare drum in there.
Yes, we did.
Go bananas with the Zoo Crew.
Ooh, am I glad those days are behind us. We've got to do a break. I see we have lots of calls us lying up. We'll come right, lying straight ahead. We'll take them after this.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Major traffic control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Michael Barron.
Spoonstro.
WJFK.
Willing to go that extra mile for our listeners.
We got one leg, you know.
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the 80s. Hi, thank you for listening. Great radio stations like these, 99.5 FM KKMA, Sioux City, Iowa, KQAM, Wichita, Kansas, and 106.7 WJFK, Washington, D.C.
Here's a guy that likes a good martini.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. That's a good memory. We had dinner. Don't we have a tape of Robert Palmer? Somewhere in there.
Robert Palmer.
And I don't listen to Don and Mike. I find them completely resistible. I went out to dinner with Robert Palmer. It was Mike and myself and our program director. And do you remember who the program director brought with him? Who was his date?
Sam
the Milkman.
Sam the Milkman. That's right. Sam the Milkman.
Stupid DJ. Hey, it's Sam the Milkman. So we're going out to eat with Robert Palmer. And we're at a very nice restaurant in Washington, D.C. Mike and I, of course, free food. We're loading up. I think we had nice red meat, nice big steaks full of sauce.
Back in the true big eating days.
The program director was eating. Robert Palmer didn't eat anything. We counted. Robert Palmer had 7 martinis.
Right.
And I'm talking about the kind of martinis that come in the martini glass.
He was very reserved. He was very mellow. And after the 7th martini, he told us everything about Robert Palmer you would possibly want to know.
Yeah, we got to know him pretty well.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
Now, listen, before we get on with the tapes here and everything else, as usual, we've got way too much material than we're going to be able to get to on the 1980s show. We're only up to the year 1986, and we haven't really done the other 6 years justice. We've only got an hour left in the show.
That's right.
We got all these people waiting on hold to talk to us. Thanks for everybody waiting. We got thousands of tapes that we haven't played. We're going to have to do an 80s show part 2.
Okay.
Sometime in the near future. So we're not going to abandon the idea. Listen, let's take these calls. These people have been waiting. Then we'll get right to the tapes.
Good.
We got people waiting for a long time. Hello.
Don
Mike Show. You are on the air, and we are up to, chronologically, 1986. Movie Top Gun.
Tom Cruise. Kelly McGillis.
What was his name in that movie? I mean, what was his nickname?
Maverick.
That was it. On his right. Top Gun. Did you like Top Gun?
Yes and no. Yeah, I liked it. I think I liked it. I think it was pretty cool. I mean, it was just cool to see the jets. I mean, I thought it was neat. Some of the things in the movie I didn't like.
I don't know. All I remember about that movie is Tom Cruise trying to sing You've Lost That Love and Feeling. Wasn't that the movie where he's in the bar singing to the girl?
Yeah, you know, trying to be Tom Cruise trying to be pretty, as usual. And that just kind of irritates me. Always has, for that matter. I'm sorry.
Good.
I feel. Tom Cruise irritates me.
I like it when we agree.
Do we agree on that?
We agree.
Very good.
He irritates me big time.
All right, good.
I hated the movie, though. You liked the movie.
I did like the movie. I like the Jets.
Hello.
I'm Mike.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I got a question. If you guys remember this show, it came out, I think, 1986. It's called The Highwayman, and it had Jacko from
That guy was famous for 15 minutes, and I am proud to say that we were behind the Jacko craze.
We had Jacko on the show.
1,000,000%. We paid for him to come on the show. We paid for him to fly from England to Washington.
You know what the best part of having Jacko on the show was?
What?
When he removed his dentures.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
And do you remember his record? Me Brain Hurts?
My Brain Hurts.
No, it was Me Brain Hurts.
Me Brain Hurts.
Me Brain Hurts. Yeah, Jacko was this big, stupid professional wrestler from London who was the spokesman for, I think it was Ever-Ready Batteries.
Well, yeah, it was
Australian or something?
Was it Energizer?
No, it was Energizer. That was
because it was right before the, unfortunately, a little stuffed animal, like, knocked Jacko out of the top spot.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, we sure do remember Jacko. This is from 1986. Eddie Mahoney. Eddie Money also used to be on our show all the time,
right?
We got a lot of stories about Eddie Money. Man, I partied one night with him at a radio convention and ended up throwing up on his bed. And then we later met Eddie Money at a Halloween party where he was dressed like General George Custer. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the same night that we that you puked on Eddie Money's bed is the night we met David Lee Roth. And you looked at him. I think you were doing your little convention game where you would take the receiver out of the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And put it in your... put it in your pocket, and we'd be riding down in the elevator. Oh, it was stupid stuff.
And I'd go, hey, phone's for you, Mike. And I'd pull the receiver of a phone out of my jacket and give it to Mike, and he'd have a conversation.
Have a serious conversation, and, you know, it was convention. And we saw David Lee Roth.
And we were getting off an elevator. It was David Lee Roth, and I was a little drunk. Mike was a little drunk, more than a little drunk. Do you remember that night with the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders?
Oh, remember that suite, the hospitality suite with just big buckets of shrimp and the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders?
Wow. It is like we had died and gone to heaven. We were in a discotheque, and the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders were on top of the tables dancing, and all they had were these big-ass bowls of shrimp and all the cocktail sauce you wanted. And there was free beer. Oh, man, what a party.
And we were DJs, so we were happy.
So we're getting off the elevator. I say to Mike, that is David Lee Roth. And I walk right up to him, and I said, hey, I know you, dude. Just like that. And
that's exactly what he said.
He said something like, get out of my face. Something like that. I don't know.
Hi, gang. This is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. And you know, I never, and I mean never, listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
All right, thank you. Ed Mahoney, back to calls now. We're up to the mid-80s. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller, so be gentle.
Okay.
I just wanted to remind you somebody from 1984 and 1985.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big album and a big movie, Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Prince, yeah. Prince is cool. I like Prince.
And the Prince music of the 80s was great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's another guy who's kind of gone out of control in the 90s. But, yeah, we like Prince.
A little big ego, I think.
Oh, hold on. I got a Prince CD right here. You know, around that time that Purple Rain was out,
mm-hmm.
that was when you had the best Prince.
Right, absolutely.
Especially like that one that goes, you know, the one about doves.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when doves cry.
Yeah, that's it. Is this it, cut number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
About the time he was riding around on a motorcycle with Apollonia.
Oh, he does like the ladies. Oh, and he had Sheena Easton for a while.
And Vanity.
And Victoria Principal.
Oh, wow.
What do they see in him?
Well, he's got sex appeal running around that stage the way he does.
Like a
dude.
My favorite Prince song was Controversy. You ever remember that song?
Controversy.
Yeah. Down,
here's a good Prince one. I don't have Controversy on this CD. I do have Let's Go Crazy, though.
Oh, this is great. Dearly beloved, oh, yeah.
We are gathered here
today to get through this thing called life.
Man.
Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time.
I'm here to say.
There's something else.
The afterlife.
The afterworld.
The afterworld.
A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day.
And again, radio stations used to cut off all this right. part of the song.
So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills,
and they'd pick it up yeah, right about here.
Really edited.
Yeah, it was edited. You know, it wouldn't seem that tough to make records like this again.
I would hope so. I would like to see the pendulum swing back.
You know, say, Prince, listen to what you did 10 years ago. Just go copy that. Make us a new one.
Love this song.
And there's one more Prince song everybody knows. And you know this is going to get played a lot.
Oh, man.
In 1999, when it really is 1999. Crazy Kooky, hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, glad we could play your song for you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. 1985, 1986, my sexual formative years.
Yes.
The lace belly shirts, the crucifixes.
Oh, are you?
Driving around on the ground.
Don't make me play Madonna songs. Is that what you want?
Oh, yeah.
Now, she was a very big force in the 80s, we have to admit it.
Like a virgin.
Like a virgin? Hold on, what is this one here? What's cut number one? Oh, Material Girl? Is that what this is? Anytime Now?
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
Early Madonna.
The dirtier Madonna. I mean, hygienically, a dirtier... Although she's gone through many dirty phases in her career, I guess.
Yeah. She's gone through nasty phases, too. As a matter of fact, you might say her whole career is one big nasty phase.
Do. Oh, we've got all of our great Madonna tapes, too, we can play. Here's a mini tribute to Madonna.
I don't believe that you don't remember things like that. How does Sharon not know what happened to her?
She said that she thinks someone drugged her. She said that she was at the club dancing. The next thing she knew is that she woke up.
In her room.
In her room, nude, and her stuff was stolen, and she went to the bathroom. Her butt was bleeding.
Her butt was bleeding.
I'm sorry.
Sensitive Madonna.
That's all she remembers. She says she wasn't drinking last night. She had a cranberry juice. And that's all she had. And the next thing she knew, she woke up.
All I can think of is that she started talking about how she was on tour with me. She's staying at the Ritz-Carlton. And those guys, whoever they were, got it in their mind that they were
going to... Yep, you tell them. There's Madonna. Okay, hold on. Hold on a second.
And dedication.
Hey, I got around here requesting dedication. What's your name, little lady?
Shoe,
how do you do? Shoe, let me guess, you want to hear something about a bimboed Madonna. Am I right about that? Am I right or am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
Play it for me.
Am I right? Yeah, okay. How about this one right here? I don't even know what it is, baby, but it's cut number two?
Find the button, Donnie.
Cut number two. Oh, I know this one. You must be my squeaky little angel.
Oh, man, I hate this. This is one of my least favorite Madonna songs.
I'm so glad we could agree on this, Mike. Everybody can agree on this, even the boss. Hey, thank you for listening.
Awesome.
Much more music.
Yeah. There you go.
So much better when we agree. Oh, we'll see you. Bye-bye. And that ends our tribute to Madonna.
All right, that was a wonderful tribute.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Reno, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Got a couple of them for you.
Oh, hold on. I had one more Madonna tape.
Oh, thanks.
It's where she's flipping out. Excuse me, sir. Madonna's a very important cultural icon.
Uh-oh.
Never want to turn your back.
Why has it never done it before?
Well, possibly there's something going on in the building that we didn't have it sound
check. Well, I want to do something that is going to, like, check everywhere to make sure this doesn't happen again. Because it happened in Where's the Party, and it happened in...
So what you don't understand is that there's no way of checking things. We can do things at sound check.
How could it not happen even to King and Bong?
I have no answer for that. Because if there's something very close to your frequency...
Keith, you can't... I mean, I'm singing a cappella and my headset goes out. And everybody thinks the show is over with.
Things come in the building.
Well, how come it didn't happen to the girls?
Because they're on a different... They're all on separate frequencies. So there's something...
Put me on their frequency and you know...
I love that girl. Yes, hi. Thank you for waiting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. I got a couple for you.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Shuffle?
Oh, yeah, with the punk QB, yeah.
Yeah, the Bears.
I should have brought my copy of that in. Yes, sir.
And Spinal Tap.
Yeah, this is Spinal Tap. I remember that. Mm-hmm. With the very talented Christopher Guest.
I know a lot of people who still think that Spinal Tap is a real movie.
Oh, really?
I know at least one of them who works on this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's a classic.
Very sad.
I'm saying anybody's names. Charles Broyhill. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Is this me?
Yes, it's you. You're on the air. Hi.
Remember Valley Girl? I don't think it was earlier in the 80s than where you're at right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, I do.
The whole Valley Girl movement and Valley Frank, Girl movie with Nicolas Cage.
Didn't Frank Zappa's daughter have some Valley Girl song that was out for a while?
Moon Unit.
Moon Unit.
That's her. Thanks for that painful memory. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, a couple things. One, my personal favorite, I don't know if you guys played any, from Gary Numan.
Oh, Here in My Car. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's something to drag out of a car, out of a closet. Also, the movie E.T. And E.T., one other thing, you guys mentioned Cabbage Patch Dolls before.
Yeah.
I've got a aunt who didn't fight the crowd. She sent to the original company, mailed to the original company to get one of the dolls sent to her.
It was Coleco. I remember the company, right. Coleco.
When it came, well, actually, Xavier McDaniels or whatever his name is has his own small company that still makes them. She sent to that one, and you had to adopt them.
Right.
Fill your little papers.
Right.
Well, the one she received got damaged in shipping, so she wrote the company back saying, you know, please replace this. They sent a death certificate.
Okay, thanks.
That's a good story, sir.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was wondering where that was going to end.
Well, now we know.
They sent a death certificate, and then they buried the Cabbage Patch Kid in the backyard.
We got to do another break. We'll be right back. Wait, we're going to go through these tapes. The celebrities and people you might have heard of in the 1980s.
People who have touched our lives.
Who have been on the show. All of them saying they've never listened before. That's coming up next as we continue our look at the 80s. Stay right there.
Control for WJFK.
The Zoo Crew gets you up every morning. Don and Mike, WJFK.
Hey, shithead, listen the f*** up. Here's more with that damn Don and Mike show.
You know, what we're doing now is just barely getting into the year 1987, and we're running out of time.
This is the advent of U2.
So what we're going to do is go through our wacky celebrity tapes, and we're going to stop right here and mark the spot.
All right.
Because you realize we haven't played yet one of our TV tapes from the 80s?
Oh, really?
We haven't played one of our movie tapes from the 1980s.
We had so much going on.
We got all those tapes of you and me together being a wacky morning zoo. We haven't played any of those tapes yet.
Go Bananas.
Go Bananas.
With the Zoo Crew.
With the Zoo Crew.
And my WJFK.
Uh-huh.
Four in a row. B106.
Yeah.
The Zoo Crew gets you up every morning.
That's right, baby.
Z100. More music in the morning.
Jesus.
With Murphy in the morning. On B106. It's a good, good morning. With the Z Morning Zoo on Z100, 89 WLS, Chicago, Washington weather.
Ooh, now I know where I am. Hi, everybody. We're back. Playing some jingles.
It looks kind of cloudy out there tonight. Overnight low. Where's the low going to be tonight, Buzzy? Overnight low tonight.
I'd say 40.
About 40. Hey, good sleeping weather. Dig it.
B106. The Zoo Crew.
That's
a little... All yours from C100.
Hey, it's a DJ jingle.
B106. The Zoo Crew gets you up every morning.
Yeah, baby.
On C100.
Is that name jingle recued yet? That one that you played right before that?
They're all on one cartridge.
Oh, rats, because I was going to go, Tom Gavin.
Okay, that's all. Let's get right to the DJ endorsements.
All right.
Keeping in mind, all of the celebrities you're going to hear now appeared on our show in the 1980s, or they were famous in the 1980s.
All right, and we got a big stack right here.
We were just talking about this fellow a moment ago.
All right. No, I don't listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mirren. No, this is not David Lee Roth.
That was David Lee Roth. Here's Robert Palmer again.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
All right. Here's some punk from New Kids on the Block.
Don and Mike. Who's Don and Mike? They sound like a couple of knuckleheads. First of all, Don needs to change his name because my name is Don, and I don't want to be associated with the guy. Second of all, Mike is just a complete knucklehead. I never listen to these guys. Listen, this is Donnie Wahlberg from the New Kids on the Block.
You little punk. Hey, here's a guy we had on the show a whole bunch of times. Actually turned out to be a friend of ours until we called him too many times.
Hi, this is Jason Hervey, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. I mean, never.
You know him from the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Butthead, he was Kevin's brother. And do you remember how we even went to California one time, and he got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Los Angeles time, to come be on our show.
Yeah, we were doing the morning show from the diner in Beverly Hills, and he hung with us for like 3 hours.
Everything was great until we started calling his mother.
Yeah, he didn't like that at all.
He didn't like it. We called his mama.
I believe the last comment from Jason Hervey was, F you, Donna Mike.
No lie.
Absolutely.
That's what it was. Here's a... Why do we have him for the 80s? Oh, I guess he had his TV show in the 80s.
Hello, everyone. This is Maury Povichost of A Current Affair. And when Connie and I are back in Washington, we sleep right through Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of the show Family Ties,
right,
you, of course, remember this man.
This is Mark Price, better known as the Skipster on Family Ties. And I don't listen to Don and Mike on WJFK, not when there's more intelligent talk show personalities like Wayne and Garth.
Do you remember how bad he sweated the day he was in here when we told him just to make us laugh?
I think that tape shows that. I think because he was just for whatever reason, he was a nervous wreck.
Someone remind me of this tomorrow. I read an ad in some DJ newspaper. It was Radio and Records. You know, in the back, I look through the ads to find the DJs that are out of work because I bring those in so we can read them sometimes. He's got an ad in there now. You know what his new claim to fame is?
What's he saying?
Mark Price is flying around the country to different radio stations to do DJ shows when DJs are on vacation.
Oh, dear.
That's how he's now making his living. Ooh. She's like, hey, listen, Murphy in the Morning will be gone next week on vacation, but sitting in is Mark Price, Skippy from Family Ties. How he's making his living now.
Very sad.
Here's some from our friend Bob Goldthwait.
Hi, this is Bobcat Goldthwait. I'd rather die in a fiery auto wreck than listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. My personal friend.
Here's another one from Bob.
Hi, check 1, 2, 3, 4. Woo! Hi, this is Bob. Hello, this is Vic Tayback, and I never listening to Don and Mike. Who is your target audience? I'd have to tell them what channel they're already listening to.
Bob Goldthwait still as timely as today's headlines.
Oh, he's on fire.
Here's a guy I'll be glad we never see or hear from again.
Hi, I'm Emo Phillips, and I woke up this morning with a bloody nose. I thought, ooh, how did this get in bed with me? Yuck. I also woke up listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
From the 1980s, from the Washington Redskins, future Hall of Famer Art Monk.
Hi, this is Art Monk of the Washington Redskins, and I never listened to Don and Mike.
I miss Art Monk.
You know, Emo Phillips reminds me of our program director.
Yeah, Matt Farber?
Yeah, no, Jeremy.
Jeremy Coleman?
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's so they're both thin. I'm not sure.
This could be the only time you will ever hear me defend Jeremy Coleman on this show. The Tomcat. Here now, another member of the Redskins Super Bowl teams now playing in Cleveland. Here's Ernest Biner.
Hi, this is Ernest Biner, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you. You remember these guys from the 80s? The Pet Shop Boys?
Oh, they had fun with us.
Hi, this is Neil Tennant.
I'm Chris Lowe with the Pet Shop Boys.
And we never listen to John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's
so boring.
It's so boring. How you doing, John?
Hey, John.
They came in that day, and that's all they said to us. We said, hey, Pet Shop Boys, how you doing? Your show is so boring.
So boring. We're just kidding around with you. We've got to go now.
Here's from Entertainment Tonight.
Hi, this is John Tesh, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. Also from the 1980s, great pitching star for the Orioles.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, we got about 1,000 tapes from Penn and Teller, although they're really just from the Penn and Teller guy that talks.
He stormed in to our morning show one day, and we had a good time with him.
Here he is.
Hi, this is Penn of Penn and Teller. I wouldn't be caught dead listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Can you say it with me? Reverse psychology.
All right, here he is again.
Hi, this is Penn of Penn and Teller, and I love to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. But I've been known to lie.
Now, did we cut out the morning zoo? Is that what we cut out there?
Yeah, I think so.
Here he is again.
Hi, this is Penn of Penn and Teller, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here's one I'm not proud to have.
A lot of phlegm with that Penn Jillette.
Listen to this. Speaking of phlegm, here's Mr. Phlegm.
Hi, I'm Michael Bolton, and I never, never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
However, I will say in Michael Bolton's defense,
we had a good time with him.
When we had him on the show, it was right back like it had to be when we first started working together in 1985, before he had all this other crap going on. And he was a pretty down-to-earth guy. Do you remember the kind of car that he told us he drove?
Well, he drove the same car I was driving at the time. We both drove Cougars.
Yeah.
We were both driving Cougars, and we were tracking with each other on that.
All right, also from the 80s, you remember this lady? She came by our radio show and had a dog in her pants.
Hi.
I'm Taylor Dane, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Maybe it wasn't in her pants. Maybe the dog was in a bag she had with her.
I think it was in her shirt. I think it was actually in her shirt, and she removed the dog.
Also from Family Ties.
I am Justine Bateman. Well, you know, I've never actually listened to the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show. I'm sorry, guys. I got to come clean with you.
How'd we get that one?
Where'd that come from?
That's obviously since we've been syndicated. Hmm. Who knows? Hey, here's Dick Marks.
Hey, this is Richard Marks, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We got a good story about him having girls come down to a hotel and swimming in their underpants in front of him.
Just while he'd sit there in a lawn chair. Strange man.
Here's Ray Parker Jr. You know him, Ghostbusters.
Hi, this is Ray Parker Jr., and I never, ever, ever listen to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Mara.
We used to have Ray Parker on our show all the time. And yes, if Buzz was giving me a look that indicated that Ray enjoyed partying, answer, I believe, yes.
He sounded a little hoarse there.
Here's a real icon from the 80s.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The best thing we ever did with Tiffany. We hated Tiffany so much, and our radio station played her stupid record so much. We had someone blow up a picture of Tiffany, and we had them blow it up. It had to be 20 feet long and 20 feet wide.
Yeah, it was a cardboard cutout of Tiffany.
But we had it blown up. Do you remember that?
Yep.
We had it blown up real big, blown up real good, and then we got a bus. And we did a remote one day. We actually drove the bus through Tiffany's face.
You were the wheel man. You actually ran over Tiffany. It was great.
And, of course, the people from the radio station were all pissed off because, Tiffany's one of our core artists.
She's going to be a really big star. She's going to be around for a long, long time.
Nearly got into a fist fight with her manager.
Yes, yeah. As a matter of fact. Yeah. Here now, Bob.
You did?
Yeah. Bob Brown. Oh, Buzz, I'm sorry. I didn't let you tell that.
Well, she was doing some kind of show in Chicago, and we were supposed to introduce her, and we did, and there was some kind of misunderstanding with her manager, and it nearly turned into fisticuffs. It got very, very ugly.
Did Karen Hand have to step in?
No. Karen was nowhere near there.
Here's Bobby Brown. Robert Brown.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Yeah, I like Bobby Brown. He's cool. Sheena Easton, that little tart.
Hi, this is Sheena Easton, and I never, never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. It's bad for my image.
Okay. She sang a song in Footloose. Here's Denise Williams.
Hi, this is Denise Williams, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, well, we got another Penn & Teller tape here. All these people famous in the 80s.
Hi, this is Penn & Teller, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. Yeah, I got it hanging.
Boo. Okay, from Saturday Night Live.
Password is cheese.
Hans and Franz.
Hi, this is Hans, and
Franz.
And we never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And why is that? Because they are girly men. Oh, I have enough talk when I'm here to talk.
We're here to pump. You up.
Here's another famous team from the 80s, Bob and Doug.
Beauty.
I'm doing the whole...
Yeah, okay, go. Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh, Don?
And you're listening to the Don Geronimo show in stereo, which is why there's two of us here.
Yeah.
Okay, good day.
Good day.
Nice snort, guys. How about from the People's Court, Doug Llewellyn?
Hi, I'm Doug Llewellyn of the People's Court. I never, ever would listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Don't listen.
Oh, it's another Emo Phillips tape.
Oh.
Hi,
sorry,
I'm Emo Phillips, and I'm no good in the morning unless I've had that first hot piping pot of coffee. Oh, I've tried other enemas, yeah. But in addition to that, I need Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, here's your typical big-haired rock band from the 80s. Remember the band Warrant?
Oh, yeah, Warrant. And these guys just came blowing in one day, and I don't think we even saw them. They just came in and recorded it.
Oh, wake up!
Hello, this is Joey.
Hey, what's happening? This is Jerry, and we're Warrant, and we never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, there was more, but they cut it out, I guess, because they said the name of our old station.
Their voice cracked. I said, wake up!
All right, here's Robin Leach.
Hi, I'm Robin Leach from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and I never listen to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Mara. Mm-hmm. What a way to get a headache.
We were speaking about this woman on the show yesterday. She used to be on Days of Our Lives.
Hello, this is Arlene Sorkin, Calliope Jones on Days of Our Lives. And I must say that I never, ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara unless I'm really nauseous.
Okay, how's that career going, Arlene? From the world of wrestling?
Oh, yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage of the World Wrestling Federation. And when I'm at the Capitol Center, I never listen to Don and Mike on WJFK. Do you understand that? Dig it? Yeah.
Okay. Here's a nice voice. He could hook up with Penn Jillette.
Hey, speaking of Hooters, you know, when Barbara Walters said she didn't know what Hooters were last night, someone should have introduced her to this lady.
Hi, everybody. I'm Samantha Fox.
Oh,
and
I've got
to tell you, I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Boy, that was fun having her on the show, though.
She didn't like us, though. Do you remember that? It was not exactly one of the smoothest interviews we've ever done.
Here is a girl that was on the Tony Danza show.
Hi, this is Alyssa Milano, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
America's newest bundle of energy. Here she is.
Hi, this is Mary Lou Retton, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
One of the few contacts we made in the 80s who we still keep in contact with in the 90s.
Absolutely, with her football player boyfriend or husband now.
If you like Dirty Dancing. Here's Patrick Swayze.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. I guess his name is Mira. Who's going to call himself Geronimo, much less O'Meara?
We got a better one with him where he's talking about being drunk, I think.
Well, he was in rough shape the day he came by the show.
The day we had Patrick Swayze on, he had been out all night on a drinking binge.
It's hysterical.
And we thought he was sleeping because he was sitting in the next room at an office and just had his head on Kim Anderson's desk.
That's right. He was. We looked through this little window we had. We kind of peered out. Mr. Swayze's here. And we look out, and there he is just in a coma.
Okay, we have time for a couple more. Here's Willard Scott.
Hey, that's Willard Scott, legend in his own time with the Today Show. And when I'm in Washington, D.C., I only listen to Don and Mike. They are two, without question, without a doubt, the most exciting, delightful, incredible, and entertaining guys that I've ever known in my life.
There's Willard Scott.
Well, this is Chevy Chase. On behalf of Don Geronimo, who couldn't make it today, I'd just like to say that there's a man that, he's here. So let's join him. I mean, let's enjoy him. Let's sit on him. Let's turn him off the air. Don Geronimo.
Isn't that phony laugh of my own? Chevy, you're so funny.
He was cracking you up.
Here's one Patrick Swayze. I was being polite, Mike.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze. And, you know, I have to give you one piece of advice. You never, never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike whatever his name is. O'Meara or some stuff like that. Well, see, I told you, you shouldn't have me do this kind of thing because these guys aren't worth knowing.
Thank you, Patrick. Also from the 80s, remember this guy?
Hello, everybody. This is Father Guido Sarducci, and I never, ever, ever listened to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara on 106.7 FM and 1300 AM on WJFK. Never. Maybe once, but that was it.
How about this man? Great entertainer from the 80s.
Hi, this is Fred Travellina, and
God.
I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. I got better things to do with my time.
There's
got to
be a telethon you can host. You remember the song Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves?
Yes, sort of.
You know, I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it was a hit.
Here she is.
Hi, this is Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, and fat old Don Geronimo and that smelly old Mike O'Meara. They are crossed off my list. No way. Uh-uh.
Bitch. Hey, kidding.
You're a kidder.
I'm a kidder, Mike. John Cryer. Who is John Cryer? I remember
John
he had a TV
Cryer
show, didn't he?
Was on a TV show where he was the amazing something.
The amazing Teddy Z.
Teddy Z.
Also, he was the goofy guy in the movie Pretty in Pink.
Here he is.
Hi, this is John Cryer, and if I was in a dark hole and the walls were covered with mayonnaise, I still wouldn't listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Okay, thank you. Alex Trebek, Jeopardy came back in the 80s.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in Jeopardy. So I never do it.
We're not going to have time for Alice Cooper, Al Molinaro, Bon Jovi, Cher, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ted Danson, Daryl Green. Just one more. We'll end with the only guy from our collection of 1980s tapes who is, in fact, dead.
Hi, I'm Lyle Alzado, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Just kidding.
Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah, he was great. We had a great time with him when he came by.
He's a good guest. He had a lot of interesting things to say about other members of the Los Angeles Raiders.
Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks he had trouble with, too.
Yeah, those are some of the celebrities we've happened upon in the 1980s. Aren't you impressed now?
We've touched their lives, Don.
And vice versa, Mike.
They've touched us.
We'll be right back. Buzz will have news, Toe Tap, and Touch Tones, and we'll wind up the 80s show right after this. Part one of the 80s show. Be right back.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Thank you, Sherry.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
The real reason
reason Michael Eisner had a crippled bypass. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, now we're just getting to a bunch of stuff. This is Madness. You remember this song, Our House?
It's a very, very, very fine house.
At the end of the street, yeah. A lot of stuff that we were not able to get to on today's show. We are making plans to have the 1980 show part two within the next month. Because a lot of people have called very upset that we weren't able to get to all 10 years of the decade and play all of our wacky tapes.
And even the years we covered, there are some holes, there
are
some songs we didn't get around to, but we will.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, well, there's one you have to play.
Okay, what's that? You're on the air. Hello.
That's the Big John Studd one. It is the all-time best.
Yep.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. You got to play that one.
You're right, and that's how we will end the 1980s show.
All right.
As a matter of fact, let me dedicate that to you. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Josh.
All right, Josh.
Johns Hopkins University.
This is for you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Big John Studd, who went into a studio to cut a little endorsement tape for this show and had a bit of difficulty with it.
6.7.
Let me write down that. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. I gotta hold this up.
You gotta read it, right?
I don't know.
That's okay.
I do this. I do a lot of these, and it takes me a while.
That's okay. Take your time.
I appreciate it.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna. Never listen to Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never. Listen to Donna and Mike. I want to say Donna and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike.
This is the good one.
You're going to edit this out, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what?
Okay. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK Radio.
There he is. Big John Studd, let's end the 80s show with a winner, as is our want.
All right.
We are ready to believe you. Call 100, get some stuff right now. Call on the DJ phone. Call us on the Morning Zoo Banana Line. 1-800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We'll clear the lines now. Give everybody an equal chance to win. Call 100. Good luck. A last look at the day's news from the year 1994. And here now is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Out, so there's no sense in mincing words. Roger Dowd of Denver, Colorado is not the brightest guy in the world. He's a big Broncos fan, however, and he was there recently to see his Broncos play the Browns in Denver's Mile High Stadium. His mind must have been on the game because he was confused to see his name on the scoreboard. Scoreboard said, Roger Dowd, score with me forever. Will you marry me? Lori. Roger turned to his girlfriend with his eyes glazed over and said, wow, somebody else here has my name. He wasn't kidding, and he continued, he's got a girlfriend named Lori, too. Lori says Roger eventually put the pieces together, and she says she'll marry him anyway.
Aww.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Not tonight.
Well, listen, you know, I got family stuff I got to take care of tonight.
Right.
Please, can we please go home now, and please, can we have another all-new show tomorrow?
Maybe next week, we stay a little later?
Sure.
Like, Nate, wait till 10 or 11?
Maybe next week, we'll just do another 4 hours. We get done with the first 4 hours we do, huh?
Okay, good.
All right. Then once again, I'll have to force you to go home to your wonderful wife. There's the Toe Tap and Touch Tones, and we'll take call 100 to end the show. Hi.
Hello.
Don Mike Show. Hello, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. What's your name? Any idea?
Today, let me see. It's Pam.
Pam. Cooking with Pam. Pam, where are you from?
Bowie, Maryland.
Pam, well then, let me give you some stuff because you are a Boeotian. First, it's a quarter pound single hamburger from Wendy's.
Right.
Go have lunch on Dave Thomas. I don't think they mean that. Literally.
No, they mean it literally. Go ahead. Put it right here on my chest.
Have lunch with Dave Thomas at any Wendy's near you, but wait, there's more. Pam, you've also won flowers across the street or across the country. Celebrate the holiday season with a gift of the freshest flowers delivered by 800 Flowers. Call us. We'll make all the arrangements. 1-800-FLOWERS. And you've won a case of Diet Coke, the official liquid refreshment of the Don and Mike Show, right on from the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Thank you for listening, Pam.
Well, thank you very much. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you, and hold on a second, please.
Bye-bye.
We do want to thank Everybody that called the show today, all the wonderful faxes we received. We will do another 1980s show sometime in the near future.
And I'd like to tip my cap to everybody that put this together, Charles and Rob A. And you, Mr. Button Pusher, this is a tough show to do. A lot of people don't realize that. You are sitting there with the magic fingers flying a mile a minute, and this is impressive to watch you work when we do a show like this.
Well, thanks. And I will also thank one of the few times you'll hear me thank Charles Broyhill. This is one of the few days out of the 365 days a year that he actually does work.
Yeah, it works and eats.
A little more eating than working, perhaps.
That's right. That's right, isn't it, Chef?
Yeah!
All right.
Chef Broyhill. Tomorrow on the program, when we pick the pros until they scab and bleed, we will be joined by ESPN's lovely Leslie Visser.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. And also tomorrow, we'll be talking to Tanya Walker, who plays Alex on one of our favorite soap operas, One Life to Live.
Well, that means we'll have to log some serious time before the show watching that.
You bet. Her and her teeth. And everything else that goes along with her. That'll be on tomorrow's program. Plus, it's the end of the week, so we'll get a whole bunch of stuff on it we haven't gotten this week, like Low Budget Jeopardy, Fun with Phone Booths. Thanks again to everybody for calling, and next time we promise more 80s stuff. Thank you, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Beauty of Sherry.
Thank you, Don.
And thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
That's a, hey, amen to that.
All right.
Diane, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, throw that Boston Red Sox cap into the air.
You might just
Jeez,
cool.
Mia, what was in that cap?
Wow.
What was in that? What was that? What made noise?
Nothing.
It was a weapon.
Threw a card at me.
There is something going on here.
Well, yeah.
There's something going on.
It's sexual tension.
We got to go. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Hey, Tom. Me want be on you show.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Megan Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long. Have a good night.
Adventures. Adventures in Dickland.
Barney boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Now let's hit the road and head for home with this one.
Gong, 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 she's been gone so long. She's been gone, gone, gone so long. Gong, 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 she's been gone so long. She's been gone, gone, gone so long.